Dr. Soon Paik's work with the NSABP follows in the tradition of another pathfinding breast pathologist, Dr. Edwin Fisher, Bernie's brother. I met with Dr. Paik to review his current research efforts, and he began by commenting on perhaps the most critical part of current pathologic evaluation of breast cancer tissue, assay for ER, PR, and HER2.
The most important take-home lesson is that none of these tests are perfect. And I think the primary role of surgeons at this point could be to contribute tissues for research, because without the tissue, with clinical follow-up, we can never be able to optimize this test. Having said that, I think it is almost frightening to see the data from, for example, Utah, where depending on what day the tissue was processed or operation was done, the ER result changes. So the tumors that were operated on Friday had much lower rate of ER positivity compared to all the rest because they were fixed longer. So they were informally longer because during the weekend. So they were not immediately processed into the tissue block.
And that's relevant to IHC testing?
Yes, right. So unfortunately, ER is done by IHC. It's less implications for FISH for her too.
So how does a surgeon, you know, in a community hospital assure that his patient is going to have appropriate ER and HER2 testing?
I think the surgeons have almost a duty to communicate with pathology department to demand quality control and quality assurance data that they keep. So they have to understand what kind of testing is done at that particular lab. Is it a reliable test? And I think it has to meet certain standards. For example, for the HER2, I think it has to meet the ASCO CAP testing guideline, and they go through the quality control checks.
So, for example, can you check, is it a certification thing where you can say, are you certified, or how does that work?
For HER2, I think from this year, CAP is going to enforce the quality control.
So it's a new thing.
Yeah, so they will be certified, and if they cannot meet that certification, they are not supposed to perform that test.
That's just HER2.